About 4 years ago, I realized that my business statistics students were understanding the math fairly well, but they didn't get the statistics part. When asked to apply their knowledge, they were clueless. I also knew that critical thinking skills are imperative for all to actively participate in our 21st century democracy. In this age of shouted punditry on the left and the right, an informed citizenry must be able to look behind the soundbites and factoids that pass for evidence in so-called public discussions. After teaching statistics for 20 years, it dawned on me that statistics is an ideal vehicle to teach essential critical thinking and communication skills. Carefully examining the use of statistics provides more than ample examples of both good and bad evidence-based thinking. So I developed a strain of homework called Statistics as Evidence. The charges to my students should be relevant to everyone. Context. Standalone numbers are often used in news reports or speech. Yet without context, these numbers have little or no meaning. For example, the U.S. unemployment rate was 6.3% in April. Is that good or is that bad? The Bureau of Labor Statistics calculates that number, and its monthly history goes back to 1948. Now you have context. Is the current rate high? Will it come down? Those questions can be addressed, albeit with a definite dash of uncertainty, but at least everyone has the same starting point. Definition. In this example, what does the number actually stand for? It only measures those who are actively looking for work, not all who are unemployed. Even though this is flawed, as is every measure in some dimension, you know what it does measure and what it doesn't. We can infer then that the published unemployment rate is an underestimate of the true value. Advocacy. Given the refrain, there are three kinds of lies, damn lies, and statistics, can we trust any statistics? I have students visit the websites of two diametrically opposed organizations, the National Rifle Association, the NRA, and the Brady Campaign Against Gun Violence. I tell my students that I don't really care what their personal views are regarding guns. Even though they may have strong opinions on either side, I ask them to try and step back and look at the numbers. Where do they come from? Are the sources trustworthy? Have the advocates used the data in the appropriate context? It takes some real unlearning for students to adopt a more evidence-based approach. It doesn't happen right away. When their homework is graded, I am looking for arguments and the data to back up those arguments. I am not looking for positions. A statistical truth is out there, but we must search for it in many and sometimes uncomfortable places. This approach to looking at data, adopting evidence-based thinking, is being supported by some new outlets and websites. One of the most prominent is Nate Silver's 538 site. And a newish movement called data journalism is trying to start with the data and then draw conclusions. My hope is that we are seeing a new path that emphasizes evidence and data taken in proper context and less punditry to draw sounder conclusions with better decision-making both in the public and private arenas. The work is just beginning. I'm Mark Ferris.